The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Let's start with the pandemic unemployment payment, which is being reduced from today. Now, we have a system in place and it has been so much a lifesaver for many people who were laid off due to the COVID-19 crisis. €350 a week was given to those who had been earning more than €200 a week prior to the pandemic. There was a lower rate of €203 payable to those whose pre-pandemic earnings were below €200. But now the top rate is falling to €300, and there's a new rate of €250. And there's also a lower rate of 203. Without getting tangled up in the weeds of all of the details of that, Jennifer Carl McNeill, the Fine Gael TD for Dunleary, is our first guest. And we'll be talking to Breed Smith in a moment. But Jennifer, why reduce this, given that it is so important to so many people who have been put out of work to no fault of their own?
Yes, it is being reduced. And that was announced back in the July stimulus plan that we were going to have to wind down the PUP over time. So it's being reduced from this week from the top rate of 350 to 300, as you've said. But what the government is trying to do is make it more reflective of the income that you had before COVID. So if your income was over 300, you'll now get 300. But if you earned between 200 and 300 a week, you'll now get 250 a week. What the government is also doing is extending the eligibility for it. It was going to cease for applicants, you know, very shortly, but that's now going to be extended to the end of the year. So we're trying to draw out the lifetime of the payment and reduce the payments so that we can do that.
Can I just interrupt there? Is that a reflection of the expectation that with the temporary employment subsidy changing, but also being harder to access and being for less money, that there may be many companies between now and year end which will actually lay off people or close down, meaning those people who might have been on the temporary wage subsidy are now going to have to get the pandemic unemployment payment?
I think it's in reflection as well of an ongoing COVID risk where people may find their income considerably reduced if they're impacted or their industry is impacted by any further restrictions. So, for example, you can imagine a situation in Dublin if, unfortunately, things go the way they are at the moment, where somebody's income may change on foot of that and they may need to reapply for the PUP. There were 600,000 people on it in May when it was at its height, and there's about 200,000 now. But it's very possible that somebody, having gone back to work, may lose their job, unfortunately, for a second time. And we need to be able to make sure that they get that support over the weeks and months to come. So it's in reflection just of an ongoing economic problem and a difficulty in maintaining work or access, you know, maintaining the work that you may have gotten back since May. You know, I think when this was put in April in the first place, I don't think any of us knew how long it would last. I don't think any of us thought maybe it would go on to September. The PUP was put in place as an immediate, pretty crude measure, but an immediate measure so people would have income. And we knew that wouldn't be an indefinite measure. So we signalled in July that it would be wound down, but we recognise now, with the length of the time that COVID is going on, that people may fall out of their you know, fall into unemployment more than once over this period. And so we're trying to extend the lifetime of this payment and keep it at a level that's reflective of what people had been earning, or more closely reflective of what people had been earning prior to the pandemic.
Breed Smith, People Before Profit TD for Dublin South Central. What problem, if any, do you have with that?
Well, again, it's the mixed messaging, and it's Jennifer calls the original method of applying the pandemic unemployment payment as crude. I would call these cuts as cruel. And they're cruel and they're arbitrary, and they're going to affect many families from today on very, very hard. If you lose €50 out of 350, and the banks are still taking your mortgages. In fact, they're coming after people now for the period of the moratorium, and they're putting the full whack on them. There's no rent freeze anymore. People's bills have not gone away. And I'm afraid the virus doesn't recognise the economic difficulties of people who are caught in this trap, but neither does the government seem to do so. So we would argue that they should continue the PUP in its current form, and indeed continue the wage subsidy scheme in its current form, because we're going to get an announcement tomorrow on more restrictions in the Dublin area and probably in other counties eventually. This virus is still very dangerous and very real. So why cut the payments to ordinary workers who are already struggling to meet the debts that they accumulated over the period, now that the mortgages and the rents are coming back to bite them in the bum? And why send out the signal that really we're not all in this together, that there's a cohort who are going to suffer more than the rest of us because we're cutting them and cutting them. And I just think it is another signal of mixed messages, but also unequal treatment of the society that is facing the same pandemic, which has not gone away.
But Breed, what would you say to those said that there were mistakes made in the original payments, that there were people who had effectively been in part-time work who were better off as a result of receiving the PUP?
There was some very marginal and small minorities of people who are better off, and the ERSI has done a study on this. It wasn't widespread and it didn't affect a huge amount of people. And they've already had their payment cut back. But what we're looking at now is tens of thousands of workers who cannot go back to work, whose jobs are not able to re-employ them. The pandemic is still impacting and they are going to have their meagre payments cut. It is just utterly cruel. And as I just repeat to say, the bills don't go away.
Okay, well, let me put that to Jennifer Carroll McNeill. A cruel measure. And many of these people are out of work, not because the business that employs them was in trouble before the pandemic, but because effectively it has been mandated or forced by the government to close or scale back.
Yes, and that's why the PUP was brought in the first instance, precisely to recognise that. But there's 400,000 of those people who have gone back to work, and the changes that are being made now are to reflect the income that that people had prior to COVID. So if you had earned between 200 and 300 euros a week in January and you got the PUP payment, you would have gotten 350 euros a week since the beginning of the payment. That's now going to be reduced to 250. But it still, it reflects your income prior to COVID. And is a more nuanced sort of response. And we need to make those changes if we're going to be able to increase the lifespan of this and increase the duration of the supports. We have been able to borrow, and that's great, and we've needed to do it. There's no doubt about that. But we have to recognise now, rather than 2 years from now, that we're not going to be able to do that indefinitely. We have to take a more nuanced approach as this goes on, unfortunately. And this is an approach that recognises the income that somebody has had beforehand. I think that's reasonable. I think that's fair. I think that's reflective of their income prior to it. And as I said, 400,000 people have gone back to work and come off the PUP.
Okay, and Jennifer, how much has this cost the state to date, and how much is it estimated it will continue to cost the state?
The cost has been 3.5 billion euros. And to put that in context, that's the entire child benefit budget for a year. It's double the amount that we spend on job seekers. So that has been the cost. And, you know, that is what would
persist. It's less than one-tenth of the cost to us of bailing out the banks a decade ago.
That's right. That's right.
Less than one-tenth. Well, Breed Smith, can I put it to you that it's still, whether it's one-tenth of what it cost net to bail out the banks, 3.5 billion so far, with more to come, is an enormous sum of money. How can we afford that?
Well, I think we have to afford it. It is just unfair and cruel on people to expect them, in some cases, particularly with the cut in the wage subsidy scheme, in some cases to go from 410 to 203 euro a week, with those who are on 350 going down to 300 and some going down to 250. I don't know how you imagine you could live on that, Matt, and pay rent and mortgage and feed children and just manage ordinary everyday living. It's just inconceivable. And Jennifer makes my argument for me, because there were 600,000 people on the PUP. There's now 200,000. So we must be, you know, that's a big drop in the amount that was being paid out. Plus, remember this, international borrowing interest rates are at an all-time low. It is absolutely possible for us to keep borrowing in order to cover this. And I believe if you were to put that out to the people generally, but those mainly who are going to suffer, that they'd be in favour of being able to get through this pandemic. And this is what it's all about surviving the pandemic. And we reckon in about a year's time we should be out of it. If we're right, then it's well worth that extra spend to stop people falling through the floor and becoming impoverished and not being able to manage. The impact of this on people's lives, on their mental health and all, cuts today that we think are only 50 or 100 euro, that's one-fifth or one-seventh of what you're getting. And it's a huge burden to have to bear. And it's unfair, and it does not send out a message of social solidarity that we are all in this together.
OK, we leave it there. Breed Smith and Jennifer Carroll McNeill, thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.